Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we are intentional about stopping and slowing down to reflect and meditate and ponder upon the scripture that's appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear the scripture, you would allow it to come into your life, that it may speak to you, and you pray that the Spirit would work through God's word, that it would continue to help you to grow in your faith, and you could see God at work in all that he does. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, we bring before you the cries of a sorrowing world. In your mercy, set us free from the chains that bind us and defend us from everything that is evil. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The psalm that's appointed for this day is the 22nd Psalm, verses 19 to 28. The psalmist writes, "But you, O Lord, be not far away. O my help, hasten to my aid. Deliver me from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, from the horns of the wild bulls you have rescued me. I will declare your name to my people. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, give praise. All of you Jacob's line, give glory. Stand in awe of the Lord, all you offspring of Israel. For the Lord does not despise nor abhor the poor in their poverty, neither is the Lord's face hidden from them. But when they cry out, the Lord hears them. From you comes my praise in the great assembly. I will perform my vows in the sight of those who fear the Lord. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Let those who seek the Lord give praise. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nation shall bow before God, for dominion belongs to the Lord, who rules over the nations." The word of the Lord. As I thought about this psalm, the first thing that always comes into my mind related to Psalm 22 is this is the reading for Maundy Thursday in the stripping of the altar. And part of it is we pick up mid-scene, but the first verse echoes in some ways verse 19 here. Verse 1 of this psalm says, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It's that word that you hear Jesus cry from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me?" Now, many Old Testament scholars have said that in the time of Jesus, within the Jewish culture, there was a sense in which when you would quote the first line of a psalm, what you're doing is remembering the entirety of the psalm. So as Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It's just not the sense of abandonment, but it's this whole psalm. Because the verses that we heard, if you take time to study and to look at them, this is a period or a point of transition. Psalm 22 begins as a psalm of help, a cry for help. My God, why have you forsaken me?" Verse 19 echoes this, "But you, O Lord, be not far away." We cry for God to be here. And then it transitions into a psalm of praise for thanks for what God has done, right? "Deliver me from the sword. Save my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth." You know, the notion of this, all of creation, that we cry out that God would be with us. In our world today, I think it's helpful to hear some of these words. And I think part of the Psalm's power, why people turn to the Psalms at a lot of times in their life, is because they give words for us. They echo things that we're feeling. Right? The first line, my God, why have you forsaken me? How many times do we feel alone or forsaken? We feel abandoned, or we wonder, where are you, O Lord? Or at other places it cries out, how long I cry out to you, O Lord, but you do not hear me. You don't listen. It doesn't seem like you hear when we cry out. When we think about what's going on in our world, when we hear of the violence and the wars that are escalating, we wonder, where are you? Why have you forsaken us? Why have you forsaken your creation? And our cry turns to a prayer. I think verse 19 really, really hones in. But you, O Lord, be not far away. O my help, hasten to my aid. That when we feel like you are distant, when we feel like you've abandoned us, what we cry out is, come to our help. Be not far away. And what we hear is the psalmist then move into the notion of here, God is here to deliver and rescue us. In our world, too often, I think, what happens is we tend to fall back into a position where we rely upon ourselves. We feel God has abandoned us. We feel like we're all alone. We feel like we're the only one going through this. Or we wonder why these things happen to loved ones of ours. And we try on our own to muscle through it. We try on our own to continue to swim upstream in the sense of abandonment. The psalmist reminds us, says to us here, no, cry out. But you, O Lord, be not far away. Come to my help. And God will be there. God's promise is that he doesn't abandon us. In some ways, it's like a church sign I remember seeing years ago. It lifted this question. It said, when God seems far away, who moved? Because I think at times when God feels distance, when we feel that sense of verse 1, my God, why have you forsaken me? A lot of times it's we who've removed ourselves. Or we're not open to that sense of what the Spirit is doing. But how do we move into it? Trusting that God is there in the midst of the muck, in the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of the chaos. That God doesn't leave us forsaken or abandoned, but promise to be with us even to the end of the age. Because the reality is this line, the last line of our section today, verse 28. For dominion belongs to the Lord who rules over the nations. It ends with this promise that reminds us that God is the one that is over all. Dominion and power and majesty belong to God, who rules over all. He doesn't leave us abandoned and forsaken. He doesn't leave us orphaned and alone. but he reaches out his hand and offers to pull us up, to be with us and to walk with us through all things, that our prayer of cry for help may turn into a psalm of praise, of thanksgiving. For even in the midst of the darkest times, God is there. And God will always be there. And that's the good news. For listen again to the prayer that we use, the prayer of the day for today. O Lord God, we bring before you the cries of a sorrowing world. Be not far from us, O Lord. My God, why have you forsaken me? The cries that we cry out in the sorrowing world. In your mercy, set us free from the chains that bind us and defend us from everything that is evil. That you are the one who can lead us and guide us. Save us and set us free from all that binds us and holds us back. For you are the one who has dominion over all things. You are the ruler of the world. Come and allow us to know of your presence. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, we cry out to you for help. At times it seems you do not listen, but we trust in your promise that you hear us at all times. You hear our cries, and you are with us even when we feel alone and abandoned. Help us to trust in your word. Help us to sense your spirit among us through all things, that no matter where we have gone or what we have done or who we are, you are with us, for you have dominion over all things. You have created us. You have redeemed us. You sanctify us because you love us and we are yours. Help us to know that you are with us always, that you are never far away, and that you walk with us day by day. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.